This is New England Public Radio. I'm Jill Kaufman. Over at the Wadsworth Athenaeum in Hartford is the exhibit, Afrocosmologies. More than 100 pieces of art from three different collections weave a historic and generational story of Black American art with works from the 19th century to the present.
It begins right here with an incredible Melvin Edwards sculpture.
Curator Frank Mitchell from the Amistad Center for Art and Culture, which is inside the Wadsworth, gave me a tour. Some well-known artists like Martin Puryear and Kara Walker are in the show, and lesser knowns.
What's interesting about this show and this work is that many of the artists are highlighting where their parents or where they originate within the diaspora. So some who think of themselves as Haitian American, some who think of themselves as clearly from some part of West Africa.
African diaspora art is a label museums and galleries use, and there is an inherent tension in a show that features a collection of Black artists who bring different perspectives from different eras. Viewers might take in the show a painting or a sculpture at a time, but Mitchell also hopes they'll get a sense of what Afrocosmologies means. He says they really wrestled with the best way to put material from established masters next to the contemporary makers of art.
What we found as we looked at the work was that the story that seemed to emerge in the places of convergence really were around spirituality and sort of religion. And we started creating this cosmology or sort of a cosmos, a way of ordering all that chaos. And it all tilted towards Africana and Africana studies, so Afrocosmologies.
About 20 events coincided with the exhibit. On this night, several artists from the show are at the Wadsworth. Carl Joe Williams, in town from New Orleans, has one piece up on the third floor. It's part painting, part collage, and the canvas is a discarded twin mattress. Williams paints in a cubist style. His figures are made up of geometric pieces.
You know, a lot of my work has to do with the breakup of the Black family and just families in general. And so I decided to create an image of a man, woman, and child together at a bus stop, but separated. Separated by the bus stop itself and separated in our lives.
If you can conjure up an Italian Renaissance painting of the Virgin Mary and child with halo glows around their heads, those are around the heads of this group. The woman is holding her baby sitting inside the frame of the bus stop looking outward. The man with a Just Do It sweatshirt is standing, staring at a cell phone. Behind them, advertisements in a store window for soda and check cashing. This is one story, Williams says, of current American culture.
You know, because I'm interested in all of these kinds of things that kind of affect our lives on a daily basis. And it's important for me to tell the story of disenfranchised people. I feel like I'm from that. So it's imperative to me to represent that in my work.
On another floor is a painting, Storm, by Radcliffe Bailey, who also sculpts. He's from Atlanta, and this piece, he says, is part of a series.
I started working on this work right after a visit to the Royal Museum of Central Africa in Belgium. And after going to see the collection of African art from the Congo and a lot of the African art that was taken by Leopold, and I remember just going into some of these storages where these things hadn't really seen the light of day.
Storm is a scene of furious-looking waters. Bailey says it's about Africans lost at sea and about how African art has traveled around the world and affected and influenced people.
I mean, you got to think about the struggle and the time period of, you know, being creative and African-American artists making art in the 40s or in the 1800s, you know, early 1900s. And, you know, it's like and to see their work today, that's a beautiful thing.
And for Bailey and others, Afrocosmologies is about taking the past, mixing it with the present, to create a future for Black American art and artists. Afrocosmologies is at the Wadsworth through Monday.